Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Chuck Oliver Show live at SEC Media Days 2021. Sitting down with the head coach of the Auburn Tigers, it is Brian Harsin. Coach, I appreciate some of your time today. I know it's been busy, your first SEC Media Days up close and personal. Let's get into it. Let's talk Bo Nix. You have now coached him, actually, a full spring. Mm-hmm. A lot of positives. Physical skills, mental part, 2 years of experience. Tell me what you like the most about Bo Nix.
Yeah, I like his work ethic, number one. You know, that's something that really stood out to me. He's a hard worker. He cares. And, you know, I think he's a tough young man. So just starting with that, like I appreciate that about football players, especially at the quarterback position. And then everything you just mentioned, he's got experience. There's been good. There's been bad. He can throw it. He's got things mechanically that we've been working on with Coach Bobo. He's been working on with just his footwork. And the thing about Bo is he wants to. Right, and that's what I've appreciated about him too. It's there's not a lot of resistance when it comes to, hey, these are the things that are going to help you get better, and it's not like no. It's like, all right, well, how do I do this? And so it's just a matter of, he's going to allow, you know, you get to coach him, he's going to allow you to coach him, and if he'll continue that and keep listening, you know, he'll understand our system better. He'll understand the expectations that we have at that position, really each and every play when we go out there, and he's going to be able to go out there and execute it. And so I've appreciated that, but you know, also that whole entire quarterback room. You know, we've got TJ Finley that came in, and Coach Bobo, he and I share a lot of the same philosophies when it comes to developing the quarterback position. And you know, that's one of the big reasons why Mike is here, and why I think our quarterback room is going to do really well.
Demetrius Robertson, that looks like a nice get. And I'm talking just on what the two deep looked like before he got there, but you're talking about a grown man. I mean, 5 years, smart kid, Cal Berkeley, I couldn't get in. Right. Talk about what he is, not just on the field, but to all the youngins. Because if you look at the depth chart, I see a lot of talented kids, but it says FR and SO beside him.
That's right. Yeah, and not a lot of production, you know, from that group. So the thing about that group is there's not a lot of experience. And you know what? I'm okay with that. You guys go out there, and if you bring somebody in like Demetrius, and he brings experience, and he brings, you know, being at two different programs before coming to Auburn, and letting guys know, man, don't take this for granted. Every practice, every route, everything that we do, we better be at the very best of our ability when we're doing it. And so, and also he can roll. You know, that's one thing. He can roll, and he wants to be at Auburn. He wants to be great. He wants to finish his career on a high note. I love guys like that because, you know, this is his shot to do that. I want to be around guys like that, and I want guys like that in that room with those younger players, showing them, like, this is how you do it. This is how you succeed at this level. This is how you have to practice and prepare every day if you want to be successful. So you young guys that are talented, understand the work ethic that goes into being an elite SEC-type player, because I've been there. I've been through some other experiences. And so I'm looking forward to his leadership, and I'm looking forward to, you know, other guys in that room too stepping up and knowing that, hey, look, who's going to be the guy? You get a chance now to go out there and stake your claim and being a starter, and then being the guy that, you know, might have the most receptions, or a guy that we're going to go to in critical situations. Like, you get a chance to develop that in practice, and that bond with the quarterbacks, and that trust that you need to have so we can have you in those positions to make those plays.
Chuck Oliver Show continues live from the Hyatt Winfrey in Hoover, Alabama, with Auburn head coach Brian Harsin. All right, I'm on, you know, complete disclosure here. Your offensive linemen, they work hard, they bleed, they sweat, and for the past couple of seasons, for the most part, when it's been commentary, it's been critical commentary. Mm-hmm. My hand's raised. I've been part of it.
Sure.
But brag on one or two of them from spring, because the reports from spring was like, wait a minute, this thing really could turn.
We're still working on it. But let me say this. I'm always cautiously optimistic. And the O-line and D-line, I mean, that's where it's at. At the end of the day, you need to play well up front. And if you don't, especially in this league, you're going to struggle. Nick Broms is a guy that I really have been impressed with. He's a leader on our team. He works hard. He cares. He called me the other day. He had some qualities that some of the leaders had came up with. And he's like, Coach, do I fit all these? And nobody's ever asked me that. Like, what don't I fit? And so we had a conversation about it. And You know, Keandre Jones is another guy that has done a really good job. I mean, we're stronger. Let me say that. On the O-line, we are stronger and we are bigger. Where we are as football players, I'm going to find that out when we get into August practice and all that. But the same with the D-line. We are bigger. We are stronger. Are we better football players? And I believe in Nick Eason and I believe in Will Friend. And I think those two that are responsible for the O-line and D-line are coaches that care tremendously and know the responsibility they have on this football team to have those guys playing at a high level. And I'm going to let them do their job. I'm going to let our strength staff continue to do their job. And I'm going to support our O-line and D-line and be there for them and know that, hey, I got your back, but you guys, we got to play well. We got to do a great job up front in order for us to do the things we want to do.
Wrapping up with Auburn head coach Brian Harsin, last thing, just give me a quick comment, man. You got a shiny, sparkly new crib opening pretty soon. Recruits, players, mamas and daddies in for visits. A little something for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, that new facility is phenomenal. I mean, it would be the biggest and baddest, you know, there is in the country, and we need that. And so when people walk in there, the hope, you know, my hope is they walk in there and they just feel this wow. You know what? This is what it's like to be at Auburn. And it's going to be clean. It's going to be an environment where we can develop our players and be around them. But for the families, you know, my son's going to get a chance to be a part of this. And they care about football. They take care of their players. And it matters to them. And it's important. And I want my son to be a part of that. And so facilities are able to, you know, provide that for us, I believe. But more importantly, it gives us an environment to develop our team, to be consistent and hopefully be one of those teams every year that we're in the hunt for playing for a championship.
It's the first season on the Plains for Brian Harsin. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you. War Eagle.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.